Everywhere are his hands and legs, his eyes and fingers, and he hears everything. In this way, the super soul is hid.
So, we are now discussing Gyan, the object of knowledge. Previously, we discussed the process of knowledge. Amanittam, Adamlittam, Ahimsa, Khanti, Ajavam, Achaj, Upasanam. 20 items we have discussed. The chief is Mahichananna Yogena Bhakti of Vyabhichari. The chief of them is Bhakti, Mahicha, Ananda Yogena, without any diversion. Ananda Yogena Bhakti Yoga. That is the chief point. Then, other qualities of knowledge will develop automatically. Dasyasi Bhakti Bhagavati Akinchana Tadvai Gunai Tattva Samasate Sura. As soon as you become a pure devotee of the Lord, all the good qualities of the demigods, Sura, there are two classes of man, Sura and Asura. Sura means devotee, and Asura means non-devotee. The good qualities can be found in the Suras. Ahimsa, Amanittam, Adamittam, Ahimsa, Kanti, Ajamam. There are many instances that the devotees are all qualified. Just like Prahlad Maharaj, he was only 5 years old boy, and his father was always chastising him because his only fault was he was chanting Hare Krishna. So, the world is so made, full of demons, that simply for your fault of chanting Hare Krishna mantra, you have so many enemies, even your past. This is the position. Simply for this fault, that because we are chanting Hare Krishna mantra, we have got so many enemies. This is the word, Sura and Asura. Because the more Asuras, these never tolerate. They glorify the Lord, they cannot tolerate. It is very difficult for them. So there are two classes of men, Suras and Asuras. Sura means Vishnu Bhakta Bhavet Deva. Sura means Devota, or the demigod. And Asura means Vishnu Bhakta Bhavet Deva Asurasta Viparaya. And Asuras means just the opposite number of Vishnu Bhakta. They are Asuras. So, if you develop Krishna consciousness, if you develop love for Krishna, then automatically, the qualities of the suras, of the demigods, will develop. You haven't got to endeavor separately for becoming qualified in good quality. Automatically. Jashachi Bhakti Bhagavati Ahinchana Sarvai Gunai Tattva Samasate Sura. Harava Bhakta Sukuto Mahadguna. That if one is not devotee, he cannot have any good quality. Why? Na Manorathena Asato Dhavato Vahi. Because he is on the mental platform. Devotee means one who is acting on the spiritual platform. And non-devotee means those who are acting on the material platform, either bodily platform or mental platform. These are material platforms. Bodily platform, they are called karmis. They are working for their personal benefit. Generally, everyone in the Bombay city, they are working very hard. But what is the aim? For their personal profit. That is called karmi. Either in this life, even those who are performing yoga for being elevated to the heavenly plane, that is also karma, karma kandiya. They are also karmi. Either for becoming happy in this life or becoming happy, happy nobody can become. It is illusion. But by sense gratification, we think that we are happy. That is the karmi life on the bodily platform. And the mental platform is little subtle. The philosophers, the poets, the scientists, like that. So both the bodily platform and mental platform, they are material. Because the body is also matter, and mind is also matter. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhumi rapa agalo bhagu khama mano buddhi rivato aparayana. Prithiti ne bhinna sudha. This body is made of five elements, earth, water, fire, air, sky. And mind is their subtle body. Mind, intelligence, and body. So both platforms are material platforms. Therefore it is said, parāva bhaktasya. Those who are devotees of the Lord, they are not acting on the mental or the gross material platform. They are not working on that platform. They are working on the spiritual platform. So, good qualities can be attained automatically when you work on spiritual platform. But if you work on material platform, means the gross body and the mind, then good qualities cannot be attained. Harāva bhaktasya puto mahaduguna manorathena asato dhāvato vahi. Therefore we find that educated persons, so-called educated, they are not educated. Because in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, the so-called educated persons are bereft of real knowledge. Maya apahita jnana. Apahita jnana. Why? Asuri bhava māsita. Because they have taken the position of becoming an atheist. No faith in God. They are asura. So any asura, maya apahita jnana. He may be in a PhD from academic career, but his real knowledge is taken. Therefore, he is atheist. Actual knowledge is to know God. Therefore, Krishna is expressed. What is knowledge? Jnana. Because as soon as you become actually wise, then you become liberated. But if you are not liberated, that means your knowledge is imperfect. Your knowledge is imperfect. So, the Krishna says, Jyam. Jyam means Matvara Brahma. The previous verse, it has been explained. Anadi Matvaram Brahma. Brahma means Brihatya Jimhanatya Iti Brahma. Nothing is greater than Brahma. That is being explained. How is Brahma? What is the meaning of Brahma? Brahma means sarvatapanipadam. Brahma has got his hands and legs everywhere. Just now, I have got my hands and legs. This is limiting. I have got my hands. Why I cannot stretch 5 feet? Only 3 feet. That is also very difficult. But the Brahman has sarvato. Sarvato, everywhere. Just like Krishna says that patram puspam phalam toyam bhumi bhaktya bhajacche. Now, Krishna says that either a little flower, a little fruit, or a little leaf, anyone can collect this thing, even if it is the poorest of the poor. Then, he can also collect a little flower, a little fruit, a little water, and offer Krishna. My dear Krishna, I wanted to offer you something, but I am so poor, I have nothing to offer. I have collected these 3 things as we are prescribed in the Bhagavad Gita. Patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhakta apajacchati. The real thing is bhakti. Krishna, he has appeared here in his form to accept your offering. Not that he's poor. So, Krishna comes here to accept your offering, but the demons want to break it. This is demon. He does not think that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has so kindly come here in Juhu and accepting our offering, but the demons will not tolerate it. No. Krishna does. This is called Asuri Bhavama Asu, Rakshas. Ravana, bring Ram's wife, Lakshmi, Sita. This is divine. And you are the great devotee of Lord Shiva. But a demon, a class demon, Rakshas. Therefore he said, Harava Vakrasta Suto Mahatukula. Even though you are a devotee of Lord Shiva, because you are another Vaishnava, therefore he has no good qualities. He has no good qualities. Harava Bhaktasya Tuto Mahadurma. Manoratena Asato Dhavatuli. Manoratena, my mental plan. Ravan thought that I shall enjoy the Lakshmi of Narayana. But that is not possible. You can think like that. So, everyone is after Lakshmi ji, the Ravan philosophy. The whole world is after material acquisition, Lakshmi. Money is called Lakshmi. Everyone is after money. But nobody knows that money can be properly utilized when there is Narayana. Lakshmi can stay when there is Narayana. Lakshmi Narayana. You cannot keep Lakshmi alone without Ram. That is not possible. Then he will be just like Rama. He wanted to keep Sita without Ram. Therefore, he has finished with his whole family. That is the whole world is narrating that disaster. America has got atom bomb and the Asasi has got atom bomb. As soon as there is another world, the whole world will be finished. So, this is the Agyan, Maya, Prithakana, they do not know that we cannot keep Lakshmi without Narayana. That is not possible. Lakshmi can be kept at home with Narayana. Because she cannot leave Narayana. So if you want to fall, if you want to, want to enjoy all Lakshmi, that is the kind. Therefore, a person who is devoid of knowledge, who is not devotee, Krishna concept, he has no life. Rāva vaktasya kuto mahatukuna. He cannot have any good purpose. This is our test. We are not very learned, but we can test. Because we have got the tasting tube. That's why the scientists test chemically, analytically test how pure one chemical is within the test tube. Simply, we have got a test tube. What is that? That test tube is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Namān duṣkitunam guḥā prabhadvante narādhamā māyā abhritajñānā āsuri bhāvamāśrita. As soon as we see that one is not surrender soul to Krishna, his māyā abhritajñānā, then what is the category? That duṣkitunam, always thankful. Must be. Because he is sinful, he cannot surrender to Krishna. Navan Guskitina Mura. And another class Mura, that's them. Without any knowledge. He cannot also surrender to Krishna. Navan Guskitina Mura Naradhama. And the lowest of the mankind. Why lowest of the mankind? Because this human body, this man's body, not the dog's body, cat's body, but the man's body. That is meant for understanding Krishna, Adhata Brahma Jigyan. That is not meant for spoiling like cats and dogs, jumping from here and there. So, therefore, he is not taking the opportunity of understanding Krishna. Therefore, not Adhama, Adhama, Adhama is the lowest. That class man utilizes loving for proper benefit. But one who cannot, they are called tripunas, miser. That means you have got millions of dollars. You don't use it. You keep it only in the bank or in the treasury to see, oh, I have got millions. But you utilize it. That is intelligence. Utilize making millions to 10 times millions by doing business or something like that. That is intelligence. Similarly, this body, this human form of body, adhāta brahma jidgāsa, to understand Brahma, that Brahma is being explained, to understand how Brahma, sarvato upāni kāvati. Brahma means the greatest. The greatest name is not limited. We are limited. Our hands and legs are limited. But Krishna's hands and legs are not limited. Sarvato Upanita. Brahma means Krishna. In fact, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is addressed as Parabrahma, Paramdhama, Pavitram Paramam Avam. When Arjuna understood Krishna, in the 10th chapter we find, he is addressing Krishna that you are part of Brahma. Brahma, all of us are Brahma, aham brahmasmi. It is not very difficult to understand. I am not this body, matter, but I am spirit soul. Therefore, anyone can understand that he is Brahma. Spirit soul is Brahma, not the Parabrahma. Parabrahma is Krishna. We are Brahma, but part and parcel of it. Mamivamsa Jivabhuti. We are part and parcel of the Parabrahma. Therefore we are Brahma. Therefore part and a particle of gold is also gold. A particle of the sea water is also sea water. Salt is sea water. That is oneness. So far the quality is concerned, there is oneness. A drop of sea water and the whole sea water. In quality, they are one. Because the depth of a drop of sea water is also salty. Therefore, you can understand the whole water is salt. So you can understand Parabrahma. If you understand yourself, that is called self-jealousy. Simply the difference is, Parabrahma is the greatest and you are the smallest. He is Vibhu, you are only. But Maya is so strong, because you are qualitatively one, we are thinking we are the Supreme Brahma. That is other than us. Because I am salty, therefore I am the sewer. This is not very good logic. A part cannot be equal to the whole. So, here, Jnana means, to understand the Parabrahma means, Sarvato Pani Path. Parabrahma has got Pani in hands and Pada and legs. Everywhere. How is it possible? That is knowledge. That is knowledge. It is possible. Because we are part and parcel of Krishna. We have got our hands and legs. Therefore, Krishna has got his hands and legs. Everywhere. But our hands and legs are now engaged otherwise. It is not for Krishna. That is called illusion. Actually, the hands and legs belong to Krishna. My hand, it is not my hand, it is Krishna's hand. My leg, it is Krishna's leg. But in Maya, in illusion, it is power, upadhi. My hand means it is Indian hand. My leg, it is Indian leg. My hand means American hand. My leg means American leg. No. It is neither American leg, neither Indian hand, not American hand. It is all Krishna's hands and legs. That you have to realize. That is real knowledge. That is Deham. You have to understand that you are not the proprietor of these hands and legs. Krishna is the proprietor. Therefore, Krishna's another name is Rishikesha. Rishi means senses, and Isha means the master. Rishikesha. Srinaya Ruhar Madde Rathas Kapaya Mayotsu. Another place, Arjuna has addressed Krishna as Rishikesha. No, I mean to say Sandla said Rishikesha. So Krishna's another name is Rishikesha. So, Rishik means Indriya, senses. And Rishikesha means the master of the senses. We have got our hands and legs. We have got our mouth. We have got our tongue. We have everything. We have got. That's our life. But the real knowledge means to realize that these hands, legs, tongue, eyes, ears, everything belongs to Krishna. That is knowledge. Therefore, bhakti means to become liberated from the false understanding that this is my leg, my head. No. It is Krishna. Sarvapadhi vinilmuktam tatparatrena nirvana. When we become purified, purified means at the present moment, we have got this false knowledge. This is my hand, this is my leg. When we become purified, we understand that this is Krishna's leg, Krishna's hand, Krishna's eyes. And that is your heart. Sarvapadhi vinilmuktam tatparatrena nirvana. Nirmalam, this is liberation. So long we are materially attached, it is moral. Moral means dirty things. But when we are purified of the dirty things, we can understand. Just like Arjuna. Arjuna was in the beginning thinking that my hand, my leg, it is meant for my family. Therefore you are hesitating to kill. Well, this hand belongs to my family, to my kinsmen, to my country, to my nation, to my society. How I can use this hands and legs against them? Krishna will not fight. This is ignorance. He did not know that his hands and legs belong to Krishna. And when he understood, after reading, after hearing Bhagavad Gita from Krishna, he understood, well, I was thinking the hands and legs belong to my family, to me. No, it is belong to Krishna. It must be used for Krishna. Then he decided, Krishna, parishel tas batanam tavo. Now you want me, because this is your hand, your leg. So you want to use these hands and legs for fighting, I must eat. This is knowledge. This is knowledge. Otherwise, how? Of course, this law is all pervading. Still, we are also pattern, everything. All pervading means everything belongs to Krishna, everything Krishna's energy. Just like the sun is all pervading. How it is all pervading? By the light and heat. Light and heat is all pervading. Although sun is localized, sun is situated in one place, how it is all pervading? Because it is supplying the heat and light throughout the universe. Therefore, it is all pervading. And what is the heat and light? The energy of the sun. Similarly, the original sun is Krishna, and he has got two energies, the material energy and the spiritual energy. Therefore, everything is Krishna's. Parastha brahmana shakti, sarvedam abhiyam javat, sarvam khule idam brahma. That is realized. When you understand that everything belongs to Krishna, because everything is manifestation of Krishna's energies, just like this whole material world, what is this? This is only expansion of the energy of the sun, heat and light. Those who are scientists, they can understand. Physics, heat and light. Similarly, the whole creation, that is Krishna's energy, heat and light. Material energy and spiritual energy. Bindami prati rasodha. Aparajam nitattu vidhine pratipimpara. Jiva-bhuta mahabhava. Jaidam dhajati jaga. That is the superior energy, living entity. So you are living entity. We are superior energy of Krishna. But we have become inferior on account of this material power. We have become inferior. But we are not inferior. We are superior energy. When we act for Krishna, then we are situated in our own position. That is called mukti. In the Srimad Bhagavata it is said, mukti means hitya anatha rupam sarupena avastiti. That is mukti. Mukti does not mean that you have got now two hands, and as soon as you become mukta, you will have 3,000 hands. No, not that. Mukti means sarupena avastiti. When we understand that I am utilizing hands and legs and eyes for my sense gratification, no, this is wrong. It should be utilized for Krishna's service. My hands should be engaged for Krishna's service. My hands should be engaged for cleansing this temple. My hands should be engaged for cooking Krishna's food. In this way, my hands should be utilized for writing for Krishna, glorifying Krishna. My legs should be used for going to the temple of Krishna. My eyes should be used for seeing beauty of Krishna. My ears should be used for hearing glories of Krishna. My tongue should be used for chanting Krishna's name. That is mukti. Mukti is not a very difficult thing. You can attain mukti in a second. Simply if you agree, as Krishna says, sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekam saranam vai. Ahamkvā sarva-pāpebhva mokkhaśyāṁ. Then ahamkvā sarva-pāpebhva mokkhaśyāṁ. This is mukti, mokkhaśyāṁ. So Krishna is offering this mukti. Mukti parisāna bhava virakti-annatrasya. Virakti-annatrasya. When you understand that these hands and legs belong to Krishna, so I have been misusing them. So long I misuse that, I have used for my personal sense gratification or expanded sense gratification. The so-called socialism, nationalism, thisism, that is also sense gratification. But it is expanded sense gratification. First of all, the meaning of this verse is that if he has thought sarvato pani palam, he has got his legs and hands I, he, then how he becomes impersonal? Boy, where is this conception come from Bhagavad Gita? The rascal say that God is impersonal, no form. How it is possible? If he has got hands and legs, heads and ears, how he becomes formless? Tell me, who is there? How he becomes formless? He is not formless. But the difference is, his form is different from our form. Our hands and legs are limited, but he has got his hands and legs that is not limited, that is unlimited. That is difference. When we say, hey, when there is such thing as formless means he hasn't got a form like us. It is limited. Satchidananda, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadi Radi Govinda, Sarvakarana Karana. He has got his form, he has got his hand. That's like Krishna saying, Patram Pushpam Bholam Toyam Yomi Bhakta Vajatsati. Tadaham bhaktya buritam asnami. Now if you say Krishna is in the Goloka Vrindavan, far, far away from here, how he accepts? That is the answer is there. Sarvato Pani Pada, he has got him. That is the basic injunction. Apani Pada Jamanat Grihita. The absolute Brahma has no hands and legs. But he can accept anything, he can walk everywhere. That's contradictory. Pashyati of a fool, he has no eyes, but he can see everything. This is the difference. He has got his form, that is spiritual form. That is not this material limited form, but he has got his form. One who does not understand his unlimited form, Brahma form, Sarvato, everywhere he can go, everywhere he can see, everywhere he can accept whatever you offer, everywhere he can walk. That is his form. But he is not formless. Therefore he is called omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent. These are the adjectives given to God. Omnipresent. He is present everywhere. That's the fact. Ishara Sarva Bhutanam, they say Arjuna this Krishna. He's sitting in your heart. He's seeing everything, but you are acting. Ishara Sarva. Sarvasta Chaham Ririsan Nivishta. Matta Sthuti Jnana Poha Mocha. This is knowledge. This is knowledge. Not that to make Krishna faultless, he does not eat, he does not speak, he does not walk. He has no hand, he has no head. That is not knowledge. That is ignorance, foolishness. Mura. Abhajanam ti mana mura marasim kalumar. Parambhava abhajanam. Because he does not know the parambhava. This is parambhava. Krishna has born, but he has born not like us. That is parambhava. He is present everywhere. He can accept anything. Wherever you offer. That Krishna says. Tadaham bhaktya upuritam asnami. Krishna says, I say, who are you to say that Krishna does not accept? Krishna accepts, provided it is him, his devotion. That is wanted. Tadaham bhaktya upuritam. Anyone bring something to offer Krishna with bhakti, Krishna is not hungry, but he accepts. He can believe in them. He takes whole food stuff. He still invents food. Purnasta Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. These are the basic injunctions. So that is Krishna is teaching. Sarvato Sudhiman Loke. He can hear. It is not like Krishna is in the Goloka Vrindavan far, far away. Therefore, we are chanting his glory here. He can hear. Sarvato Sudhiman Loke. He can hear everywhere. Sarvato Sudhiman Loke. Sabda Sarmam Vavritta Tishthati. Because he is Brahma, he is covering everything. He is everywhere. Vihattar, Dhinvanattar. Therefore he is part of Brahma. This is knowledge. You have to understand. Don't think Krishna is limited. Because he appeared before us, he has appeared here in the form of a stone. is not stone. Stone is his energy. He cannot be as and don't think that these people are wanting in a stone and they refuse to escape. Ashishyadi Guru Shikamina. So don't think the whatsoever teaching is made of stone, made of metal. Because in the womb there is Krishna. And because Krishna is omnipotent, he can accept all. Upon God or Jamanabhari. So in this way, try to understand it. It's a Krishna anatha avyanam. Then you are in ignorance. Avyanam. Krishna, then you are in ignorance.